The Vatican is accused in a lawsuit filed this week in St. Petersburg, Florida. The charge, covering up sexual misconduct at a Florida Catholic boarding school and an Oregon monastery. The lawsuit claims the Vatican, three American dioceses, and two religious orders secretly moved abusive clergymen to parishes and monasteries across state and national borders. Years before the recent wave of allegations, there was one man in Washington, D.C., who was trying to get the Vatican's attention and help. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
During rush hour, John Voinovsky stands in front of the Vatican Embassy in Washington, waving a sign that reads, "Pedophilia, Catholic Clergy's Sordid Professional Secret."
Shame! Shame!
Voinovsky was born in Poland, but grew up in Italy. His parents raised him in Catholic schools and churches, and Voinovsky says he loved his faith. But, he says, everything changed when he was about 14, one afternoon when a village priest offered to tutor him in the rectory.
I remember I sat down, he sat next to me, the first thing he did, thank you very much. The first thing he did, he put his hand on my knee, and he reached, he grabbed me, right? And he asked me to masturbate, to play with myself.
Voinovsky says that afternoon when he finally left, something hit him deep in his chest.
And all I remember leaving that place feeling so sad, so terrible. I think how bad I feel, how sad I feel, how I feel of doom, really. And I must have blocked it out then.
Voinovsky says he couldn't remember anything after the priest putting a hand on his knee. He spent the next four decades avoiding people, he says. He dropped out of high school, moved to Canada, and then the U.S. He washed dishes and got a job as a steel worker. He wanted to meet a woman, so he flew to Poland and married the very first one he met. But Voinovsky says he still couldn't make his life work.
I wanted to make her happy. I wanted the best for her, but I was insecure, and that I cannot explain it. It's very bad. I didn't mean to upset her, but I always I was not natural all my life. I was, and she suffered very much.
Voinovsky's wife left years later, and he retired, still wondering why he was so insecure. Then in 1997, Voinovsky heard about a sexual abuse case in which a Catholic diocese paid out many millions of dollars to the victims. That's when he started to remember what had happened 30 years earlier. After many conversations with priests and letters to the Vatican Embassy, Voinovsky says officials told him the priest who'd touched him was dead and the statute of limitations passed. They offered him counseling. Not good enough, Voinovsky said. So since April of 1997, he's been standing here outside the Vatican Embassy hoping for reparations. Voinovsky says after four long years of people yelling from cars and calling him a bum, people now honk and give him the thumbs up. He says he feels vindicated that the world is finally coming around to his view. But that's not going to make him go away.
Why should I stop? Absolutely not.
What would make you stop?
Reparation? Absolutely, I would stop.
How much?
Whatever they decide is a fair. I'm not going to argue with them.
Would like $1,000 be fair?
Are you serious? I don't think even $100,000 would not be fair.
The Vatican Embassy could not be reached for comment. Voinovsky says he'll stay there until he gets money, compensation for what he calls a wasted life. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Washington, D.C.